Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you for listening to For the Love of Reality, the podcast that recaps all the latest episodes of The Challenge. So, I do have a new season to recap now. It is the All-Stars season. So, if you've been following social media, you would know that Mark Lawn, who participated on Road Rules and The Challenge, pitched this idea to have a few of the original Challenge competitors come back and compete. That later changed to All-Stars, just I'm not sure if he didn't get enough OGs, but this is a lot better change in my opinion, and this first episode was very good. I think it's been better than most of the season of Double Agents, because you get real people coming back to compete for something that's important to them, and they're not just there to have a good time. Like, they do want to have fun, but they also care a lot about the competition, which is what really makes the challenge so great. So, in the first 3 minutes, we get a really good introduction of some of the competitors' biggest moments. The first person to get a confessional is Katie Doyle, who her last season was season 20, which is Cutthroat. And if you saw Cutthroat, you would remember that she got the black eye, and then she went home about halfway through the season. So now she's back when she said that she would never come back, and that was really great to see her again. She's so funny, she's so likable, and I'm really excited that she decided to come back at least one last time. We also get an introduction from Mark, who again pitched the show. He talks about how he's still super tall, super in shape, so it's like he was kind of hoping for this to happen. And he seems like the type that could possibly be on the actual challenge, maybe compete against somebody like Fessy or CT. He has actively talked about wanting to beat Fessy in a hall brawl, and I hope that gets to happen someday. We also see Alton. He's looking good as usual. Alton's one of those competitors that you wouldn't really think he would be very good, but he's actually phenomenal. His elimination record is 5-1. And the only time he ever lost an elimination was when he claimed to throw it because he wanted to go home. We also see Gisela Delgado. I don't really remember a lot about her because I've only seen one of her seasons, but I know that she's going to be really funny. She trips on the stairs when she's getting off the bus, and she talks about how, like, she still wants to be 25 and how she's here for her family. And it's just really cool to see somebody like that back because she seems like the type that maybe won't be the best competitor, but is going to be really funny and is going to give it her all. I'm also very happy with the music choice in the first few minutes. They play that song by Foreigner, Feels Like the First Time, and it's kind of fitting because that's an older song and this is an older, like, group of people who we may not have seen for like 15 to 20 years. So it just fits the OG All-Stars thing perfectly. TJ, who has hosted the challenge since season 11, is the host again. And initially, I was a little bit confused about that. I thought that they would maybe get Johnny Mosley. They obviously can't get Dave Mira, but Johnny Mosley, I think, would have been a good fit as well. But TJ is so used to it at this point that I think he is the best host for them to have. Also, the winner of this challenge, it will be an individual challenge, and they will get $500,000, which is crazy for something like this, because I have heard a lot of rumors that this challenge was just going to be them meeting up for a few weeks to play carnival games and have a reunion. A lot of them were not prepared for what this challenge is going to be, so I think $500,000 is really great for some people. Because if you remember, there was times when they would compete for $150,000 to split between six or seven people, and then a car, and then maybe a nice trip or cruise somewhere. Like, it was never this much money, and I'm sure that a lot of them probably aren't coming back for the money, but it's cool that they're getting compensated so much for working so hard. But it's definitely not going to be an easy 500K. And I'm really looking forward to see how these people can fare in this type of environment. Right when they show the house, we immediately get into the nostalgia that comes from the challenge. We find out all the seasons that everybody has competed in. They have their names on the wall, and it's just a really good reminder of what used to be. But you can't really talk about nostalgia without talking about Beth and Nehemiah. Because if you remember from The Duel, which was the 13th season of The Challenge, they had a short-lived relationship, and Beth called Nehemiah her tenderoni. And in this episode, she calls him her tenderoni again. So it's kind of crazy to think that she still remembers that and is still interested in that. Because during the Gauntlet 3, Nehemiah decided that he didn't want to be associated with her just because of her history and her abrasive nature. But it's cool that she is still interested in pursuing something, so we'll see if they're able to work well together. I kind of loved seeing Beth and Nehemiah because it was so unexpected that it was almost exciting to watch. And let's hope that they can have that same spark that they did several years ago. The first challenge of this season is called Deep Blue Dive, and it is a team challenge with two teams of 11. So how it works is the teams have to solve a math equation, for example, 4 times 5, which equals 20, and then they have to dive into the water to retrieve the puzzle piece that corresponds with the answer. The bigger the number, the further out it's going to be. This water is very cold, and a lot of them may not have swam in this cold of water in a while, so it's going to be pretty difficult to get this done. Every teammate has to attempt, and there's a 5-minute penalty if someone decides that they don't want to go at all, or if they don't complete it. Also, if they bring back the wrong puzzle piece, there is a penalty. So there is copper and silver teams, and the team with Derek, Alton, and Mark, which is the copper team, seems like the definite to win, because they have all the strong people. Darrell is not on that team, but if they had Darrell on that team, it would basically be a wrap, because I don't think silver would have a chance. There is a lot of penalties that come with this challenge. Darrell brings back the wrong puzzle piece. A few people have to get swim in by like a little lifeboat type thing. And a lot of people are struggling. But I was very impressed with how well Gisela did. She was very strong. She just walked out there like it was nothing. Like, she lives in cold water and it wasn't even an issue for her. And it's great to see a mom do so well in this type of environment. There's a lot of moms on this season, but she really showed out for just everybody who feels like they can't compete well at this. I'm sure she felt like she couldn't compete either, and she did a phenomenal job. Despite Copper being the obvious choice to win, they end up losing by a lot. They only end up getting 2 puzzle pieces by the time Silver gets 11, and yes, solves the math puzzle, which gives them the win. Which is great, because they seemed like the underdogs going into this, and now you have a lot of people who you wouldn't think were very strong, who just won a challenge, and hopefully are all safe from elimination. Before the challenge started, the teams had to select a male and a female captain. They selected Gisela and Tech. Tech has not been on the show since season 4. He was on The Real World Hawaii with Ruthie, and I've heard that he was in a movie. But besides that, we don't really know a lot about him, so it's cool to see him as somebody who was a good competitor and definitely earned his win. Since Tech was the captain, he was safe from elimination, as it is a male elimination, which has been the standard for a majority of seasons. The last time before Double Agents that there was a female elimination first was Rivals 1. So there's obviously been some rumors that they rigged to Double Agents just to make sure that CT and West did not go against each other in the first elimination. But All Stars is getting back to the standard, and it's great. It's going to be interesting to see who has to go in. With the All-Stars challenge comes the reintroduction of the Life Shield, and we have not seen this twist since season 14. Gisela is given the Life Shield, and she can use it on anybody who gets voted in by the house to go in against Letarian, who is the losing team captain. So it would be interesting to see if she uses it on anybody, because I can't really gauge who she's close to. She hasn't been on in such a long time that she might not have good relationships with a lot of these people. But if she ends up getting it at some point and there's a female in there that she feels confident against, maybe she'll go in against them. But it's great to have somebody of the opposite gender have it, because then you're really going to need to make friends with them and make sure they use it on you. So whoever goes in against Letarian is really going to want to be her friend, because if not, they might be screwed out of their spot in this game. Cyrus and Letarian have a conversation at the house, and Letarian reveals that he wants to go against Ace because he knows him the least. And Ace is very upset about that when he finds out that he's going to be voted in. If you know anything about Ace, you would know that he's gone home early 3 out of his 4 seasons. The only time he's made it to a final was in the Inferno 3, and he never had to use the life shield, so it's kind of like he got to skate by, which is lucky for him, but a lot of people don't think of him as a good competitor who can make a final or become a challenge champion. For me, I feel bad because of his record, and I would like to see him prove himself. But he also doesn't really have much of a personality or a story to him. He has a dog at home, and he wants to win money just to give it away to other people, but he doesn't really have any storyline that you can really root for him for. He's kind of an underdog, but you're not really able to gauge that out of what you know from him. But Letarian is also maybe not the best of competitors. He lost to Alton, which... granted, a lot of people would lose to Alton if he wasn't throwing it, but I think that he needs to prove himself as well. So these are two people who you don't really think of as the best competitors, so it's going to be very interesting to see how they compete against each other, whether or not it's going to be a blowout, or it's going to be something that's very close, or if it's just going to be something that doesn't really excite anybody at all. But I think it would be a good matchup, especially for the first one of the season. After the drama of the first nomination ceremony, the contestants go to a 90s-themed house party. The music is great, and it looks like everybody's having a really good time. I like when they go to party, but it's not something like we get in the Dome with Double Agents, where it's kind of cramped, and everybody just kind of seems like they have to be there. People now seem like they want to be there, and it just shows why the challenge used to be so fun. Because of the parties, because of the drama, because of the alcohol, like they're all just having a really good time. After the party, a lot of people wake up in the morning feeling hungover, really tired, or just torn up from last night's events, but it was still very fun to watch because I loved the 90s theme and I just loved seeing them party together and have a good time. I hope that we get more moments like this during the season because it really makes you invested in watching. You don't just want to see the competitions, like you want to see the drama and you want to see the fun times, and we really hope that they can put on a show for us because they have probably not participated in a while and they want to make the most of this opportunity. So I'm hoping that we get a party, maybe at least every other episode, because I'll be happy with that. That's what I like to see, and that's what makes the challenge so great. The last part of the episode is the elimination at the arena, and this arena looks amazing. I am really hoping for a lot of good original battles to go down here. Things like pool wrestle, hall brawl, balls in, all the things that make the challenge so popular. Gisela has the decision whether or not to use the lifesaver on Ace, but she decides not to because of a grudge she's held for about 15 years. When she was going home during the Gauntlet 2, Ace said it was good that she was leaving because he felt like she was dead weight on their team. So now she thinks that he does not deserve it, which, I mean, queen. Like, I wish I could hold grudges like that. I forgive way too easily, but I would be really upset if somebody called me dead weight, and she deserves to be upset. She's a mom, and she did really well in the first challenge, so it sucks that people would think she's not a good competitor. Obviously, she was a lot younger back then, so maybe not as skilled, but she still wants to be there to compete, so she has every right to play as good of a political game as she wants to. And I think that Ace kind of deserves it, and it just shows that you have to be careful with what you say about people. The first elimination game of the season is pool wrestle, which was a staple in the duel. This was when Wes defeated Derek after a very longhorn fight. So it's definitely something that I am excited to see these two participate in. Obviously, Letarian and Ace are not known for being super strong competitors, but it's going to be a really good fight because I think they both have a lot to prove, especially Letarian, because he's never made it past probably the 3rd or 4th episode, and he wants to prove to people that he is a very strong competitor. And he does a very good job in this elimination. He actually blows Ace out of the water. after the first round, I thought that it was going to be a tie with there being a tiebreaker and maybe Letarian wins that. But it seems like Ace kind of gave up during the second round and Letarian won by a lot. And a lot of people are shocked by that. I was shocked, but I was proud because I know that Letarian has a lot to prove, probably a lot more than Ace does. And Ace is kind of okay with his life back at home. And I don't know how good Letarian is with his life. I think he wants to prove that he is a good competitor and he can still hang. I know he's about 43 years old, but he really impressed me with his physical specimen. So I hope that he's able to go in and show people that he is a force to be reckoned with and you can't think of him as a layup. Unfortunately, when Letarian wins, this means that Ace goes home. It's first, kind of the standard for a lot of his seasons. But I think he had a really good time, and he showed himself that he doesn't have to be the best at everything. He doesn't seem too overly upset about going home, so I would hope to see him again, but I also hope that he has a good life back at home. Because maybe at this time in his life, the challenge isn't cut out for him, but that's completely okay too. Like, it doesn't have to be cut out for you to have a fulfilled life, and it seems like he's going to be just fine either way, so I really do wish him the best. He brought us a lot of drama, and I liked seeing him compete, but I'm excited more to see people who are actually there, like, to make a name for themselves and actually have something to fight for. Unfortunately, it didn't really feel like Ace had anything to fight for, so I am okay with him going home, but it is definitely a little bit bittersweet. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give this episode a 9. I thought that it was perfectly executed, and it was really good. The only thing that I wish kind of came out of it was a little bit more introduction into people that we haven't really seen in a long time, but everybody impressed me, and I am so excited with the direction this season is going. It's a way different environment than Double Agents and Total Madness, and I'm happy to see an environment where everybody just seems happy to be there, but wants to compete for a good cause. So I'm really incredibly excited for the rest of the season to come. I hope that we get a lot more parties, I hope that we get a lot more drama, and it looks like, based on the trailer, it's going to be a season to remember. So I have very high hopes, and I don't think I'm going to get let down. It's very unfortunate that the episodes are weekly because I would like to binge as quickly as possible, but I'm not able to do that. It kind of works out though because I'm able to podcast and not have to put out all my content at once, so you get a fresh look at the episode just as I did. I will be recapping next week's episode. I'm very excited for that. It'll probably be on Friday. Until then, I hope you all have a very good week, and I hope you get to watch the episode multiple times and just enjoy it for what it was. Enjoy the challenge for what it was and what we want it to be again.